Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the JIG call on Tuesday, the 20th of July. And on the line, we have Fahed Batane, Rafik Damak, Avery Doria, Edmund Chan, and Jane Xiang. And for staff, we have Olaf Nordling, Bart Boswinkel, Gabby Shitek, Christina Nordstrom, and Glenda Sanchez, myself. Thank you, Edmund. Over to you. And may I ask you, remind you all, to say your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Glenn. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. Centered around not really much of an agenda, but basically today the task is to try to go through the remainder of the document for the initial report on single-character IDNTLDs. If we are able to finish it, then I think the idea is to set a deadline for a last call on the mailing list so that we could have it published for public comments as an initial report. And I guess as usual, just feel free to jump in and speak. Just announce yourself and speak until if it becomes chaotic, we'll take a cue. With that, Jane, did you want to add anything, or I'll just continue from really where we left off last time?
I just have a quick comment, after I read your draft proof, instead of draft. On the issue number 5, I don't know, are you going to continue to, to talk about, the second draft or element? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
On number 5, yes, we can hear you.
Issue number 5, shouldn't we have some kind of mechanism to associate, CCCID, IBM CCCID, and IBM CCID?
Right. I'm sorry. The line is a little bit unclear, but if I got you correctly, you were asking whether number 5, there should be some kind of mechanism to distinguish between IDN single character IDN CCTLD and single character IDN GTLD.
Yes. Unless one page I can think about, probably we should learn, what if somebody applies for IBM CCCID in CCID project?
In the case where somebody is trying to apply for a IDN CCTLD, a single character IDN CCTLD through the GTLD process, what happens there, right? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't we have some kind of mechanism to prevent it happen?
Okay. If it's okay with you, we'll come back to this question. I want to make sure that we cover the whole document, and when we get to issue number 5, we'll talk a little bit more on this. Does that work for you?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I guess just to recap from last time, we identified two additional issues to be covered in sort of the stocktaking, and I've included it as number 5 and number 6. Number 5 being, I guess, what Jane just mentioned is the how the policy should be for distinguishing between a single-character IDN CCTLD and single-character IDN GTLD. And then number 6 was whether special policies are required to address the usability of single character IDN TLDs given the existing application environment. That was added. The discussion was that some of the applications or even browsers may not recognize single character IDN TLDs, and with the experience from more than three character TLDs, that could become a problem. So that was also identified as one of the issues. So I've added 5 and 6, and then we had a bit of a discussion on what on that there are certain issues that might be approached, even though the issue itself is a common issue between IDN ccTLDs and IDN gTLDs, single character ones. It may be that certain issues would be addressed slightly differently between IDN ccTLDs and IDN gTLDs. So we would restructure the document a little bit to reflect that. So I've added that particular discussion on in the document as well, and in each of the issues I have for those that might be handled slightly differently between gTLDs and ccTLDs, I have added an additional column so that one of them would be focused on IDN gTLDs, one of which would be focused on IDN ccTLDs. So as you will see in issues, I think 2, 3, and 4, there would be the additional column so that people can better understand which side, I guess, it pertains. Does anyone have any questions, thoughts on how this is the discussions last time was incorporated into the document? Hearing none, I guess it's generally acceptable. But in any case, the whole thing we'll put out to the mailing list again to get comments from. So last time we sort of went up to issue number 2, completing issue number 2, and then mentioned walked through issue number 3 and 4. 5 and 6 we added last time. So I guess we'll start with issue 3 again, and in terms of if anyone has any additional thoughts to it. Just recapping, issue 3 is the one that which essentially says that because there's a relatively smaller pool of possible names, whether certain policies should be created to provide for special allocation methods. Last time we did get one comment from Inam, and saying that this argument may be somewhat flawed, because if we say that one character has a smaller pool and therefore requires a different policy than two or more characters, then two character ones are have a smaller pool than three characters, and three characters have a smaller pool than four characters, then where do we draw the line on whether different policies need to be made for 3, 4, 5, 6 characters. So,
Edmund.
Yeah.
This is Bart. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I do have, say, a question about issue number 5 when you asked the question, but I couldn't unmute. My question is, do you, say, the way it's phrased, so issues of policy aspect for Singapore character IDN, so that section, and then number 5, do you foresee a distinction between the selection of a single character IDN ccTLD and a single character IDN gTLD? Is that the how should I phrase it? Is that that policy different than, for instance, currently under the fast track and the new GTLD process?
Okay. Well, I guess since issue number five seems to be most interesting, so let's jump right there then. I'm not sure whether I got you correctly, but you're basically asking, you know, would there be anything? Are we sort of suggesting anything different from what is already in the IDNC GTLD fast track and what is being proposed in the new GTLD draft applicant guidebook? At this point, no, and I don't.
No.
I guess it's an open question in a way. Do you see anything special to do?
No. The reason why I ask is if you look at the way item five is phrased in the issues aspect, it states what should be the policy for distinguishing between a single character IDN CCTLD, a single character IDN GTLDs. I would more make say if I would phrase it as an assumption that there is no distinction, so therefore the JIG follows the current current rules for distinguishing between the two, because you open up a Pandora's box with the way it's phrased right now.
Okay, so I should word it as in almost in a way that the default would be what it is right now.
That would be my suggestion. So
okay.
I can send you some language, but because then it's easier, say, as a starting point, then you say if you look at it as a tree, that's a starting point, and the rest will flow from it. So it's not a step.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If you are okay to suggest the wording, and that would be great as well.
Yeah, I will. So,
cool.
You have it by the weekend, also by Monday, upcoming Monday. Is that okay for you? Yeah? Okay, thank you. I'll go back on mute.
Okay. Since we're on issue number five, then, you know, let's jump right onto it. Jane, you mentioned a question. I think it seems to be similar to what Bart was mentioning as well. Did you want to further elaborate on Jane?
Yes.
So on issue number five, your question was the mechanism. I think the IDN CCTLD fast track, and there's a GTLD, and you asked if it went through the GTLD process, what would happen? I guess at least for DAG 4, anything that would come across as representing a country name or CCTLD related name, that is no longer sort of available. I think if I read the current DAG correctly, Avery, I don't know whether you can help me out there. But essentially that sort of eliminates it. And if it does actually go into, then I guess it goes comes down to the objection process. If it somehow slips through the process where it says, then anybody could raise the concern, and I guess the rule would still apply. So it would sort of prevent an IDN CCTLD being actually going through the IDN GTLD process, at least for the first round, at least for based on the DAG 4. I hear that Avery was on the call. I'm not sure if you're still on, but or others could help me out on this. That's I think what I understand from DAG 4. Does that answer your question, Jane? Oh, somebody wants to speak.
Yeah, this is Bart. Say from as being involved in the geographic names discussion in the CCNSO, I think your representation is correct. Say that as during the first round of applications, country names are not eligible as GTLDs. That's my understanding as well.
Right. So does that help on your question, Jane?
Yes, sure. So there is something in a GTLD application guidebook.
Yeah, prevent
so there
that
is something,
type of
there,
application.
There is already something in the GTLD.
Yep.
Hello? The line is not very good. So there is already something in GTLD application guidebook, you know, to state, you know, the country name shouldn't be available through GTLD process. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess moving back to issue 4 then, if there are no more questions on issue 5. Okay. Issue 4 is that issue 4 was identified in the sense that because of the relatively shorter string, that it may be easier for users to make a mistake, type in the TLD, and actually end up with another TLD. That is single character IDN TLD. The issue was sort of raised as a question of whether that's additional potential user confusion, that certain special policies need to be in place, or a special consideration needs to be given. So I just want to make sure that the issue is not so much that it would be easier to mistype a single character IDN, because mistyping it, going to nowhere creates no issue. It just goes nowhere. But that if you make a mistake and you actually end up somewhere, that's the issue being raised. Like in one single character, if you make a mistake, it's more likely you would go onto another existing single character IDN TLD. I guess the initial sort of thought on that is that there's at least there's a presumption that the mistyped IDN TLD already exists, and that assumption is rather off. And I think in terms of the common approach, this issue as an issue itself, because it's sort of an issue that raises a flag on whether it might cause user confusion, I think the general approach it's a common issue between IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs, and the preventing confusion is likely a common approach as well. However, for the actual implementation, probably IDN GTLD and IDN CCTLD implementation might be slightly different. And in terms of the collecting the ways to address the issue, for the GTLD side, I think the confusingly similar tests and the trademark. The trademark issues have identified a very good body of, I guess, check and balance against the issue of confusion, and also issue that's an abusive type of confusion, because if you are getting a TLD simply for somebody who might mistype a single character IDN TLD and land into your TLD, then that would likely fall under the issues that is already covered by the new GTLD process, and that's something that's not sort of not allowed based on the existing policies. And for CCTLDs, there's also the string confusion part in the IDN CCTLD fast track, and I guess for the IDN CCTLD IDN CCPDP, that's also something that would be taken into consideration. But the you know, while the crux of the issue is of user confusion, you know, I think while it may be handled slightly differently in the different in GTLDs and CCTLDs, I think the existing or ongoing process or policies would apply to single character IDN TLDs as well. Perhaps the only thing is to make sure that evaluators or in the implementation, people are aware that a single character IDN TLDs might have this additional item that needs to be looked into. So that was issue 4. Any questions, thoughts, additions? Hearing none, I'll move on to issue number 6. We already talked about issue number 5 earlier. Issue number 6 is, I keep typing, having this typo with weather. But anyway, whether special policies are required to address usability of single character IDN TLDs. This was raised last time that certain applications, databases, or spam filters, those type of features may inadvertently disallow or not recognize domain names with single character IDN TLDs. The concern is that you know, some of the applications are designed in a way that would not expect TLDs to be a single character. So in terms of ways to address the issue, I think as mentioned last time, the place to, this is not a new issue. It's the same issue was discovered, or essentially the same issue was discovered when TLDs with more than 3 characters were introduced in the 2000 round, and thereafter, and for the next few years, the different registries and also ICANN has worked on the issue, and as the JIG also has a.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, does somebody want to speak? Hello? I guess not. Am I still on?
This was Bart. I was not on mute, and somebody was passing me. But I'll go back on mute again.
No worries. Okay. This issue is also an issue of common interest that the JIG has identified. We haven't started looking into it, but I guess it's relevant in this case as well. So we've added into it, and basically it's related to the universal acceptance of all top-level domains. And for single-character IDN TLDs, there's actually two sides or two aspects of this issue, one of which is being a short TLD of one character that certain applications might choke on. And the other situation is that, in fact, a single character IDN TLD might be considered a long TLD when you look at it in the A label form, in the Punicode ASCII form, which would have definitely more than 4 characters long. So the issue for IDN TLDs essentially is that the issue of it being too long would exist in general anyway. So I quoted quite extensively from previous work on universal acceptance of all top-level domains, and I think they're still valid. Basically, what the issues are, some of the issues that have been seen, and you know, some of the problem points: end-user application, web forms, websites, email services. And the issue is not in the DNS resolve, is usually not the case, but there are a whole host of other applications, web applications, that have problems. And this is an issue that is definitely of common interest now with the introduction of IDN TLDs. So there, I guess there's no different whether it's a single character IDN TLD, or whether it's two or more characters. Except for a single character, there would be additional requirement, because it might be a case where single characters themselves are also present an issue. So that was issue number six, which we brought up last time. Yep.
Edmund, this is Bart again.
Yes, Mark, go ahead.
I fully agree with the issue. I just have a question more of logistics. Say, if you look at the JIG itself, it was supposed to address three specific topics, say, and one of the three topics was, as I understood, specifically the usability question, the outreach and everything else. Do you want to include this one into that third topic, or address it specifically for single character IDNs?
We brought up this issue last time. I think it may make sense to identify the issue here. I actually, in the write-up, I also said that it is it was identified as one of the issues to be looked at. So I think it's probably good to identify it, because there is a one additional aspect of which is it being a single character that
okay.
is different from generally an IDN.
I agree. I fully agree. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands, and we put it in the document, that say this is one of the three topic areas. There are some specific IDN single character issues, and we move it from here. Say after the public comment period, everybody agrees this is an issue. Maybe it could be addressed in the third topic area.
Right. Yep. That's sort of where my head is.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I said it.
Cool. So with that, I wonder if there are any other questions, thoughts, additions to the six issues, or any other issue that came to mind and you want to add to it.
This is Avery. First of all, I apologize. I fell off the call for a while, dropped my phone, battery fell out, so it took me a while to get back. So I may have missed something. Have you gone now through completely the document? Because I wanted to ask another question.
Yes, please. Feel free to jump back in. I was calling for you earlier on when we were talking about one particular aspect of the DAG.
Yeah,
but,
I'm terribly sorry. My phone fell apart, and by the time I got it back together and figured out what I was doing, a lot of time had gone by.
No worries.
So I don't remember that. No, I wanted to bring up something that wasn't in the report, and I don't know if this group cares, but I didn't want to interfere with the report doing.
Please.
Okay, and I sent you a note on it. As people know, this whole... Because of the issues that came up in the new IDN CCTLDs with what's going under various names, one of them being alias names or other words that people didn't like seeing used, like synchronicity and whatever else. The IETF at the moment is going through a rechartering, and there are people, some of whom may, you know, are definitely ICANN involved, are actually starting to work on what would be the requirements for a notion of alias names. Now, obviously, ICANN doesn't get involved in the actual technical solutions, but I'm wondering if this group has an interest in sort of looking at those requirements, making sure that those requirements match the interests of both, you know, CCTLDs and GTLDs before the IETF starts down a multi-year, you know, DNS possible extension in terms of supporting them. So, as I say, I know the two authors are, I mean, there's authors from CNNIC and there's authors from ISC on it at the moment, so it's not like they're not ICANN folk, but, or ICANN, you know, involved folk, but I just wanted to check whether that was something we wanted to add, we wanted to wait, we wanted to ignore. I just wanted to put it on the table. Thanks.
Sure. Avery, yeah, I got your message. I'm sorry I didn't,
okay.
I actually forgot to respond, but that is the issue of variants, actually. That's tied very much with the issue of variants, which
so
is the next topic, which is the next topic we, I think the group is, has identified to work on. So this is definitely an issue that we should talk about on our next call, which will be focused, you know, in the earlier, sort of a work flow that was suggesting we would first work on this single character IDNTLD thing, which is the initial report. Once we kick this out to public comments, then we'll spend the time during that public comment period to talk about the variants part. And I think this is very relevant, and I think this group should definitely keep an eye on that. And in any type of discussion or if we start working on a report, it should acknowledge what the, you know, that work that's going on in IETF as well.
Okay, thanks. Can I add one more thing on that? Sorry, I didn't quite realize that. Otherwise, I probably would have not brought it up. Because, and I guess part of the reason is I'm not sure that it is just a variant issue. There may be, as you well know from the GTLD space, people talk about the non-harmful similarity in some names, which wouldn't necessarily be variants, but might be, you know, confusingly similar that aren't confusing. I forget exactly what we're calling that, benign similarity or something. And the notion of aliasing may also figure into that. So I think it's both a G and a C issue, and it may actually go beyond just variant, though I'm not sure. I just would like to say up front that I'm not sure that variant is the only cause for aliasing.
Right. I guess I completely agree with you, actually, Avery, and I'm just using variant for a collective sense. I should have a quote around variant. When we go down the discussion there, we probably need to figure out, as that document that you forwarded indicated, we might have to think about what sort of nomenclature we want to use, what word we want to use to describe it. But I'm just using that because we were using it before, and that was the next topic.
Okay.
So do I gather it correctly that you're not really suggesting this, anything to do with this, to be added into the single character IDN?
Oh no, it definitely wasn't that. I just wanted to. That's why I wanted to wait until we were done with that to make sure that this was on the table and had been brought to everybody's attention. That's all.
Okay. So earlier we were calling for you on in terms of DAC 4. There was a question on whether that there were mechanisms to avoid any that looks like a country code IDNTLD to go through the GTLD process. And I said, basically, I think that was the case. There is now for DAG 4, there is. And Bart actually also chimed in and confirmed that. I was just.
I'm not sure that there aren't people that aren't going to continue disputing that until we get to the final application guide, because as you know as well as I do, you know, there are people in the GNSO that do not favor that restriction, but it does look like it's been imposed at this point, and I doubt anyone's going to get it out.
Right. That was sort of what I would think you would add to the discussion, but there it is. But it's there.
Yeah, it is there at the moment, and as I say, I'm sure people will object to it. Some already have, and I expect that they'll ignore the objections.
Okay. So I guess with that, we've gone through the at least the initial report, the draft, and the whole idea is to try to do a stock taking of what the issues may be for introducing single character IDN TLDs, IDN TLDs. I guess from working forward now, perhaps I guess we'll suggest to sort of set a send this out for last call in our mailing list, maybe for the remainder of the week. Bart, you said that over the weekend you could make some suggestions as to some of the wording. Then perhaps we can target to put it out for public comments. Monday or next week. And if that, I'll send a note to sort of like do a last call on this document to be sent out for public comments. And then in terms of the schedule, last time Chris and brought up the issue, and Bart and I and Jane further discussed the issue, I think we would definitely try to accommodate the summer schedule, and so the current suggestion is to have a 45-day comment period, which would bring us into well into September, so that people are back from summer vacation, and it's also a good time to get the comments in, and then we would still have a little bit of time to try to do some work and see if we can provide some input into the final applicant guidebook between within September and between at least between September and Cartagena. So that's sort of the idea for going forward for this item, the single character IDN TLD.
Edmund, this is Bart again.
Yep.
Just to make sure that I was still on mute, I will send you something by Monday, and I have sent you a confirmation of your proposed schedule. That would work. Yeah, okay. So,
all right. So I guess with that, between now and next week, the idea is that once we get this document out for last call and done, we'll start to look into the issue of variants and various other names, synchronized, everything. I'll definitely send the link Avery shared earlier on, so people can keep an eye on that the development in at IETF on that issue, and I guess we'll start to wrap our thoughts around that second issue in our next call. Our next call is supposed to be 2 weeks from now. It's August 3rd. So, I guess Gisela, Glenn, Bart would be sending the reminder and the call-in numbers and everything afterwards, and we'll talk again then. And between now and the end of the week, I'm sort of doing a last call for this document, and we'll aim to put it out for public comments early next week. Any other thoughts, questions? If not, I thank everyone for participating tonight, and we'll wrap the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Sandy.
Okay.